the study very quickly because it's all celebrated very quickly in 1 month anyway.
因为这三个节气一个在同一个月就很快就被庆祝完，所以我们也可以很快的来查好他们。
The problem with interpretation, the interpretation of the other churches is that they look at it, that these seven feasts are all chronological.
很多外教会他们对这三个节气的解释，他们有一个
seven feasts.
这七个节气，对这七个节气的解释，就是他们都把它用一个时间的顺序来排出来。Yes,
so after the first four feasts,
在前四个节期完成之后，after
the Holy Spirit came on Pentecost,
当圣灵在五旬节降下之后，so
chronologically what happens?
那从时间上来看的话，好像没有什么事情发生。No,
chronologically what happens?
时间上来说，有什么事情发生吗？
So they will just put it in as an interpretation. Oh, the next thing that should happen should be the last trumpet.
因为他们就把他们预估将下来会发生什么事情，所以他们就把这些节期再排进去，就像下一个要发生的节期就是吹角节。The
last trumpet before Christ comes.
因为吹角节就是在最后这个号声在 基督来之前号声吹响的时候，
That's what they say, but that's not true.
这是他们所认为的， 但是却并不正确。
And then atonement.
然后这个赎罪日。
So they forcibly say, oh, that's judgment day.
他们说赎罪日就是审判日。
They forcefully put it in.
这个也是错误的。
很勉强。
解释很勉强。
And then tabernacles, oh, we rejoice in heaven.
住棚节呢， 就代表着， 对他们来看， 住棚节就代表在 天国喜乐欢喜。
To say that the last trumpet is the fulfillment of the feast of trumpet may sound a little bit right.
好像说这个吹角节是这个主来之前的这个号声，好像有点对。
But when you say that judgment day is the fulfillment of the day of atonement, just doesn't fit at all.
这个赎罪日说是最后这个审判日，确实很是勉强。
And then when you say Feast of Tabernacles refers to heaven, you go into heaven.
住棚节代表去天国。
It doesn't seem right at all.
根本就不太对头。
We must realize why God asked the people of Israel to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles.
我们要懂得为什么神要让以色列人来庆祝这七个节期。
God says it's to remember their wandering days in the desert.
特别是在这个住棚节，神说要让他们纪念他们在这个旷野里面这个流浪的日子。
How they have no permanent home.
他们在旷野里面没有一个永恒的家。How
they have to shift from place to place and move their tents from place to place.
他们必须从一个地方搬到另外一个地方，然后带着他们的帐篷也是从一个地方到一个另外一个地方。
How they live in a very simple tent.
他们在活着一个非常简单的样式。
I don't know whether you have synagogues here, near here.
我们不知道我们这个附近有没有这个犹太的这个会堂。
But in Singapore, when they celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, they will just erect a simple tabernacle using some sticks and some leaves and some flowers.
在新加坡犹太教会堂，他们庆祝祝棚节的时候，他们就用一些树枝、一些树叶，非常简单的搭一个棚子。
Yes. Is that a picture of heaven?
那个是天国的形象吗？
So the interpretations of the other churches is totally wrong.
所以那种解释完全不正确。
The first four are in chronological order.
前四个节期是按时间顺序。
The last three in themselves are also chronological.
这后面三个节日，这他们之间也是按时间顺序。
But these two, the Feast of Trumpets is not chronologically after Pentecost.
但是吹角节却不是在时间上，在五旬节之后的事情。
Yes, because there's a 3 month break in between.
这中间有三个月的这个间隔。
So actually, the last three feasts is a mirror image of the first four feasts.
实际上后面三个节期是前四个节期的这个反应。
They are looking at the same thing but from different perspectives.
他们是在讲同样的东西，但是从不同的角度来看。
The first two feasts are together.
前两个节期是在一起的。
Talking about the death of Jesus.
就讲到主耶稣的死。
Passover and unleavened bread.
因为这个逾越节和无酵饼。
The third and the fourth feast.
第三个跟第四个。
The first fruits and Pentecost.
第一个是初熟节跟这个五旬节。
They are together.
他们这两个节气也是在一起。
Which we have explained earlier on.
我们刚才有已经讲解释过。
The resurrection of Jesus and the giving of the Holy Spirit.
就代表基督的复活以及圣灵的降临。
So you see these two themes, right?
我们可以看到这非常两条非常明显的包这个线。
Now, Passover and unleavened bread, the mirror image is the Day of Atonement.
所以逾越节和无酵节，它明摆的就是在映射、影射这个吹角节。
不是那个
是赎罪日，赎罪日。
Yeah. And then the resurrection of Jesus and Pentecost, okay, first fruit and Pentecost. The mirror image is in the tabernacles.
那这个初熟节、五旬节代表着基督的复活以及圣灵的降临，就是在映射这个祝棚节。
Yes, we'll explain why later.
为什么我们要解释为什么会这样子解释
？And trumpets.
而这个吹角节。
We'll explain why there must be trumpet blowing before the last two feasts.
我们就要解释为什么在这最后两个节期之前会有一个吹角节。
The first four feasts,
在前面四个节期
is from the perspective of the work of Christ.
是从基督所做的工而来。
的角度而看。
Perspective, okay.
The last three feasts is from the perspective of the receiving end, we, the church.
而这后面三个节期是从教会以及是这个被接受者来看角度来看领受者的角度来看
Yeah, Jesus is the giving end.
因为主耶稣是给的
What he's done
他所做的
We Christians, we the church, we are at the receiving end. What do we get?
我们作为教会我们是接受者我们得到什么
So the same things but from two different angles.
虽然是同样的事情但是从不同的角度来看
So now let's first talk about the Day of Atonement.
我们首先来看这个赎罪日。
Jesus already died on the cross for us.
主耶稣已经在十字架上死。
He lived a sinless life and he died a sinless death.
他活着没有罪的生活，但是因为他死的时候是没有罪的。
Passover and unleavened bread.
就像是我们刚才讲到说，这逾越节跟无酵饼。
What is that to us?
那对我们来说意味着什么呢
？Let's look at Hebrews.
我们来看希伯来书。
Hebrews 10.
希伯来书第十章
Verse 19 to 22
19节到22节
Therefore brethren Having boldness to enter the holiest By the blood of Jesus By a new and living way which he consecrated for us Through the veil that is his flesh And having a high priest over the house of God Let us draw near with a true heart In full assurance of faith Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience And our bodies washed with pure wateryeah, so this talks about the effect of the death of Christ in our lives.
这里就讲到主耶稣的死在我们生命中的功用。
Passover and unleavened bread happens at the cross.
这个逾越节以及这个无酵节是在十字架上发生的事。
The work of Christ.
也是耶稣基督所做的工。
But the Day of Atonement, the effect is during our baptism.
但是赎罪日代表着我们在洗礼中。
Because when we are baptized, the blood of Christ is sprinkled into our hearts.
因为我们在洗礼的时候，主耶稣的宝血来洒在我们的心上。
And this is what we have already mentioned yesterday.
就是我们昨天所讲过的。
So there you see, there's a correspondence. Passover and unleavened bread on the cross, Atonement, our baptism.
所以我们就看到这个联系出来，就是祝棚这个逾越节跟无酵节代表主耶稣的钉十字架，而这赎罪日就代表我们的洗礼。
Giving end, receiving end.
一个是给予的一方，一个是领受的一方。
So we ought to come boldly to the throne of grace.
所以我们要这个存着充足的信心来到神面前。
Throne of grace.
我们来到。这个施恩宝座前
，because the blood of Christ has been sprinkled upon the throne of grace，
因为主耶稣的宝血是通过 神的宝座喷出来，
没有洒在神的
宝座，洒在神的宝座上，
施恩座
上。
Yeah. Here it says it's sprinkled on our hearts.
这里讲到说有洒在我们的心上。
So where's the throne of grace now? Where's the mercy seat now?
这个施恩宝座到底在哪里
？Our hearts
就是我们的心。
The throne of grace is the top of the ark of covenant.
施恩宝座
是在约柜的上面，
在约柜的上面。
And what is in the ark?
那约柜里面是什么呢
？The Ten Commandments.
也就是十诫。
Today, when the blood of Christ is sprinkled into our hearts, our heart becomes the throne of grace.
所以当耶稣的宝血洒在我们的心上的时候，我们的心就成为这个施恩宝座。
And within our hearts are the written the very laws of God.
在我们的心中就写上了神的诫命。
Just like Ezekiel says, not on tablets of stone, but it's written in our hearts.
就像是以西结书，不是写在石碑上的，而是写在我们的刻在我们的心上。
So、this is how it is fulfilled upon us today.
也就是今天神的救恩怎么样子来完成。
We obey the words of God, the commandments of God, not because they are written on stones, but because it's written on our hearts.
我们顺服神，我们遵守神的诫命，不是因为这些诫命刻在石头上。
We don't carry the ark of covenant physically.
而是刻在我们的心上，我们并没有物质上来背一个。来背一个这个约柜。
But it is carried here. Our heart becomes the ark of covenant and the throne of grace.
神的约在我们的心中。
And therefore we obey the commandments of God because of love.
因为我们来顺服神的诫命，因为神的爱。
And there's full of grace in our hearts.
而在我们的心中充满着神的恩典。
That's why Hebrews chapter 4 says.
这是为什么希伯来书第四章讲。
We can boldly come.To God in our time of need.
当我们有所求的时候，我们可以大胆的来到神的施恩宝座前面。
Because the grace of God is in our hearts.
因为神的恩典已经在我们心中。
It's always there for us.
已经一直为我们准备着。
Each and every one of us.
我们每一个人。
Who have been baptized.
凡是受洗过的。
The blood of Christ is sprinkled into your hearts.
神的宝血就已经洒在我们心上。
You are the throne of grace.
你就是圣的宝座。
And when all of us come together,
那我们都在一起。
We are the entire church becomes the throne of grace.
整个教会就成为神施恩的宝座。
And therefore, people outside can come here and find grace and find forgiveness.
就是外面的人可以来这里找到神的恩典。
And forgiveness.
神的救恩，神的这个赦罪。
This is the day of atonement being fulfilled.In our lives, individually and as a church.
所以这就是这个赎罪日代表的意义。我们一起成为在作为教会。
How about Pentecost?
那这个五旬节呢
？How does it correspond to tabernacles?
五旬节怎么样子跟这个住棚节连起来呢
？We have to ask ourselves what is tabernacle.
我们首先要问什么是住棚节。
What is tabernacle? 什么是棚子？
什么是棚子
？Let's look at First Corinthians.
我们来看哥林多前书。
First Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多前书第五章。
Sorry, Second Corinthians.
对不起，哥林多后书。
Verse 1 to verse 5.
哥林多后书第五章的第一节到第五节。
For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this is very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. From here we understand that our body is just like a tabernacle.
从这里我们懂得，我们的身体就是这个帐篷。
The tabernacle is a simple structure, just made of sticks and leaves.
帐篷是非常简单的结构，只是用树枝跟树叶来拼起来。
Likewise, our body it is perishing.
就像我们的身体一样，我们的身体随时都可能毁坏。
That's why in this body we groan.
所以在我们这个帐篷里面，我们在叹息。
But we groan in hope.
但是我们是用着盼望来叹息。
That's why Romans 8 says we groan in hope.
就像是罗马书第八章讲到，我们 因着 盼望而叹息。
Because we have the first fruits of the Spirit.
因为我们是圣灵结的初熟的果子。
So here it says, God will prepare for us a heavenly body.
所以神为我们准备的是这个天上的帐篷。
We are waiting for this body to be close upon us.
我们在等待那一天，就是天上的帐篷来将我们笼罩。
And this heavenly body is permanent.
我们天上的帐篷是永远的，
这个好像不是帐篷的，这个是
我们天上的这个天上的房屋是永远的。
Because that body is the same spiritual body that Jesus resurrected in.
因为这个将是一个属灵的身体，也就是主耶稣复活而来得到的身体。
You will not waste away.
这个身体不会毁坏。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道
？How are we so confident that there is this heavenly body, this spiritual body prepared for us?
我们怎么知道有一个属天的身体在等待我们
？Because verse 6 says, but verse 5 says, God has given His Spirit as a guarantee.
因为这里第五节讲到，神又赐给我们圣灵作为凭据。
From this, we can understand what is the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以我们现在就懂得住棚节的意义在哪里。
Feast of Tabernacles means, although you live in a very simple shed, but there is full of joy and peace because there is the fellowship in the Spirit.
住棚节代表的意义就是，虽然我们生活着非常简单的方式，但是我们却有着充满着喜乐跟平安，因为这个是属灵的团契。
Romans chapter 14,
罗马书十四章
verse 7,
第七节说
，The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
神的国不在于吃喝
，but it is peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
而是在这个属灵的中的平安和喜乐，
圣灵里面，
圣灵里面的平安和喜乐。
So the feast of the tabernacle tells us that the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
所以祝棚节就告诉我们，圣灵住在我们心中。
Because the Holy Spirit dwells in our body,
圣灵在我们身上，在我们的生命中。
Our body will be transformed at the resurrection.
我们的身体就会在复活的那一天被转变。
Just like the people of Israel,
就像是以色列人
，they may be living in tabernacles.
他们住在这个棚中
，But if they have fellowship with God every moment of their lives，
但是他们住在帐篷的时候，却是能跟神在生命中的每一天来团契。
The tabernacle days are days of rejoicing。
住棚的日子对他们来说是喜乐的日子。
Brothers and sisters, we must learn to rejoice in the Lord, even though our bodies are wasting away。
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要学习的就是，虽然我们的身体逐渐毁坏，但是我们却要充满着神的喜乐。
To live in this tabernacle.
我们要喜爱来在这个简单的这个帐篷中居住。
Because it teaches us to look at heavenly things, not earthly things.
因为教导给我们的就是我们要来看天上的东西。
And it gives us the assurance through the Holy Spirit that we are going to have a permanent dwelling place.
神赐给我们圣灵，让我们有信心，有确定的信心，说我们将会领受到天
国。We are going to have a body incorruptible.
我们将会领受到这个天国的身体，也就是那个不会毁坏的身体。
The tabernacle refers to another.
这个帐篷也代表着另外一件事。
Amos 9 verse 11.
在阿摩斯书九章十一节
talks about the tabernacle of David.
讲到大卫的帐篷
that is fallen.
这个大卫的帐篷那一天会倒塌，
已经倒塌了，
已经倒塌了。
I remember 9:11 very well, because it says fallen. You see.Amos 9:11, fallen. Tabernacle of David fallen.
我记得911这个事件非常清楚，因为那是大楼开始倒塌，就像是这个大卫的帐篷倒塌一样。
James quote this verse in Acts 15.
在使徒行传十五章，雅各有引用一个经节。
This verse, he quoted 9.
引用这同样的一个经节。
And says that the tabernacle of David that is fallen.Will be raised up.
所大卫家所倒塌的帐篷会再被重新建立。
And when it is raised up, it is the church.
在重新建立的时候，就是神的教会。
Tabernacle of David, the Israelite nation.
大卫的帐篷代表什么？就是以色列国。
Now that it is raised up, it is the church.
但是现在建立起来的，神建立起来的却是教会。
In the Old Testament, only the Israelites belong to God.
在旧约的时候，只有以色列人是属神的。
But when it is raised up again in the New Testament times,
当在新约的时候，神亲自建立起来的
，the church
就是教会。
It does not only comprise Israelites.
不光是在只有以色列人。
James says the rest of the mankind will come in.
雅各说， 其他的外邦人也会进来。
Yeah, so in the church now.
所以在今天的教会。
The church is this tabernacle.
在这个教会就是这个帐篷。
Unattractive on the outside because it's just a tabernacle.
从外表来看并没有吸引力，因为只是一个帐篷。
But in the church is the Holy Spirit.
但是在教会里面有圣灵。
This is the kingdom of God.
因为这是神的国。
Not eating and drinking, but peace and joy in the spirit.
不在于吃喝，而是圣灵的这个平安和喜乐。
And if people with spiritual eyes, they will be attracted to us.
如果一个人有属灵的眼光的话，他们就会被吸引。
And they will come in to this tabernacle that is raised up again.
他们就会来到这个重新被建立的帐幕。
And enjoy the Holy Spirit with us.
他们就会来和我们一同饮用，享受这个。神美好的灵。
So you see, this is how it corresponds to Pentecost.
所以这个就是为什么祝棚节跟这个五旬节联合起来。
First fruit and Pentecost is Jesus resurrected and give the Spirit, pour down the Spirit.
五旬节跟初熟节的关系是主耶稣复活，所以圣灵才赐下来。
Giving and
这是从给予的一方。
Tabernacles is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us and in the church.
祝棚节就代表圣灵在我们心中同住，与教会同住。
Jesus gives, but he has nothing to do with us.
主耶稣给予的话，我们跟我们有什么关系呢？
Unless we receive the Holy Spirit.
只有到我们去接受的话，我们才有关系。
So this is the receiving end.
所以作为接领受方的这个观点来看，
Only those who believe in Jesus will have the privilege.
只有那些相信耶稣基督的人才有这个权利。
Jesus says, the Holy Spirit when he comes, the world does not know him.
主耶稣说圣灵来的时候这个世界不认识他。
But you know him.
但是你却认识他。
He has been with you.
因为他与你同在。
He will be in you.
他也并在你心在你身上。
This is the fulfillment of tabernacles.
这就是祝棚节的这个成全。
In individual lives and as a church.
就是作为我们每一个人的生命也是作为一个教会。
Yesterday we mentioned Zechariah, right?
我们昨天提到这个撒迦利亚书。
Zechariah is a wonderful book.
撒迦利亚书是非常非常奇妙的一本书。
Chapter 9 talks about Jesus humbly riding a donkey into Jerusalem.
第九章撒迦利亚书第九章讲到主耶稣要骑着这个驴驹去耶路撒冷。
Chapter 12 talks about Jesus being crucified and pierced by his side.
十二章讲到主耶稣被钉十字架，他的肋被枪来扎。
Chapter 13 talks about because of him being pierced, blood and water comes out. That's the fountain of forgiveness.
撒迦利亚书十三章讲到，因为主的这个肋被扎，所以就流出来一个泉源来洗罪的泉源。
And then chapter 14 says.
第十四章讲到说
，This fountain will flow.To the Eastern Sea and Western Sea.
十四章讲到说，这个泉源要流到东海，流到西海。
Throughout all time, summer and winter.
无论是冬还是夏，都是如此。
We mentioned this yesterday.
我们昨天也提到这个，昨天晚上也提到。
But we move on.
我们现在继续。
Look at Zechariah 14.
我们来看十四章。
Zechariah 14 verse 16 and 17.
撒迦利亚书十四章十六节跟十七节。
We mentioned that because of the living water that flows from Jerusalem, everywhere when we are baptized, we go into the kingdom of God.
所以因为活水从耶路撒冷出来，所以不管在哪里，受洗的人都会到王面前。
So verse 9 says, God is king over all the earth.
因为说主神必做全地的王。
So wherever you are, you must go to Jerusalem to worship him.
所以无论我们在哪里，都要到耶路撒冷来敬拜他。
Verse 14 to 16, verse 16 and 17 tells us.
所以十六节跟十七节告诉我们
，We must all go to Jerusalem.
我们必须都要去耶路撒冷。
Whatever nation we belong to,
不管我们属哪国
，There's only one king.
只有一个王
，And he's in Jerusalem.
他在耶路撒冷。
If you don't go to Jerusalem and worship the king,
如果我们不去耶路撒冷来敬拜这个王的话
，There will be no rain.
我们就不属这王。
And here he says, if you don't go to Jerusalem to observe the feast of Tabernacles.You have no rain.
如果我们不去耶路撒冷守这个祝棚节的话，我们就没有雨降在我们的地上。
Keeping the tabernacle, the feast of tabernacles in Jerusalem means coming into the true church.
来，去耶路撒冷敬拜神，就是意味着我们要去真教会。
No, coming to Jerusalem to observe tabernacles means we must enter into the true church.
来耶路撒冷守住棚节，就意味着我们必须进入这真教会。
Then we will have the Holy Spirit, the rain.
这样子我们才会有这个圣灵降在我们身上，就是代表与代表的。
So everyone will come into this tabernacle.
所以每一个人都要来这个帐篷，不，无论是你从哪个国来。
That is why the Feast of the Tabernacles is also known as the Feast of Ingathering.
所以住棚节也代表着这个内聚的一个节日。
No, the Bible calls it the Feast of Ingathering, 收藏节。
收藏节。
Yes, because you gather the nations and keep them inside this tabernacle.
因为他把万国的民召集在一起，收藏起来。
Pentecost is known as the Feast of Harvest.
这个祝棚节
Pentecost.
这个五旬节是代表着这个收获的节日。
No, the name, another name for it.
另外一个名字就是收获节。
收割节。
收割节。
But when you harvest, what do you do?
你收割之后你做什么呢？
You must store it.
你必须要保存下来。
So tabernacle says it's in gathering.
所以祝棚节意思就是收藏的意思。
Then it completes the picture.
这样子我们这个图画才完整了。
The seven feasts is now completed.
所以第七，这个七个节期才这样子才完成。
What is the trumpet?
那这个吹角节呢？
Because of the 3 months break.
因为这中间有三个月的间隔。
You got to draw attention to people to prepare for the feast.
这三个月的间隔就是让大家来加强这个注意力，要准备下面的节日。
So when Jesus came,
当主耶稣来的时候，
He preached the kingdom of God.
他有传讲神的国。
All the seven feasts must be fulfilled by Christ, not by us.
所以这七个节期都是要有主耶稣来成全，而不是我们。
So John the Baptist not good enough.
所以施洗约翰还没有办法做到。
So Jesus himself must preach the gospel.
而是主耶稣亲自来传讲神的福音。所以他来了。
And he said,
他说，
The Holy Spirit has anointed me.
圣灵已经膏了我。
To preach the gospel to the poor.
来为这个贫穷的人的传讲福音。
So he preached the gospel saying, repent, the kingdom of God is near.
所以他就说悔改，因为天国近了。
And then he said,
他说
when I'm lifted up from the earth,
当我从地上被举起的时候，
I will draw all people to me.
我会吸引万民来归我。
So this is just like blowing the trumpet.
这个就是在吹号。
Because when you blow the trumpet, you want to get people's attention.
因为你吹角吹号的时候，就是要吸引别人注意力。
In Old Testament,
在旧约中，
when you blow the trumpet,
如果你在吹号的时候，
very often you will also lift up the banner.
你也会把旗子举起来。
That is when you want to go out for war.
因为你是准备去打仗。
Today, when we preach the gospel,
今天当我们来传福音的时候，
it is like fighting the war of the gospel.
就像是在为福音作战。
So when Jesus is lifted up on the cross.
当主耶稣在十字架上被举起来，
that is like the banner.
就是我们的旗子。
At the same time, he blows a trumpet.
同时我们要来吹号。
He makes a lot of call, gospel call.
也就是我们福音的号。
He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Come, come, come.
主耶稣说，你们劳苦重担的人来到我这里来。
Let the children come to me.
让你们带你们的孩子们。
That's blowing the trumpet.
儿女们来到我这里，这个就是吹号。
And very interestingly, on the day of tabernacles,
更有趣的是，就在这祝棚节的这一天，
John chapter 7,
在约翰福音第七章记载。
Verse 2 says, on the day of tabernacles, Jesus later on went to the temple.
第七章第二节记载着耶稣在那一天来到神的殿。
It specifically says it's tabernacles.
他特别讲说那一天是祝棚节。
And then verse 37 to 39.
然后37节到39节。
On the last day of the feast.
在最后就是节期的最末日。
They have to live 7 days in the tabernacle.
他们要在祝棚节要住七天。
And on the 8th day, that is the most important day. They call it the great day.
在节期的末日他们叫做最大之日。
On the 8th day.
也就是第八天。
Jesus stood up.
主耶稣就站起来说，
Come to me, all those of you who are thirsty.
他说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来。
Out of his belly you shall flow rivers of living water.
从我腹中要流出活水的江河。
And John specially have a commentary in the brackets and say, this is referring to the Holy Spirit.
约翰福音中特别有标注，这就是说，主耶稣指着要受信他的人要受圣灵说的。
So today everyone must come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以今天每个人都要来到耶路撒冷来庆祝这个祝棚节。
This is the gospel call of Jesus.
因为这是主耶稣福音的号角。
This is the trumpet call.
号角吹响了。
Point to atonement and point to tabernacles.
也就是告诉我们要赎罪这一天跟我们祝棚的这一天。
The cross is atonement. The trumpet, the invitation to come to him and drink his tabernacles.
所以十字架代表的就是这个赎罪日，而这个圣灵在我们心中同住，就代表这个祝棚节。
Now we are ready to move into the wilderness.
那我们现在再来查考旷野。
The book of Numbers.
民数记。
The name of this book is also interesting.
民数记这个名字也非常有意思。
Do you remember the Hebrew name for Leviticus?
我们还记不记得希伯来文中利未记什么意思
？From the holy tabernacle, from the sanctuary, 会幕从会幕中，
从会幕中的意思。
How about Numbers?
民数记这个名字
？Again, you got to look at the first verse.
我们再看第一节。
He says, "From the wilderness."
这里讲到在旷野中。
And that is why the setting of Numbers is the wilderness.
所以整个民数记基于在旷野中。
Why the wilderness?
Why the wilderness? 为什么在旷野中呢？
Because the wilderness is the place of training.
因为旷野是一个神训练人的地方。
Paul says, bodily training avails not much.
使徒保罗说，这个身体的锻炼有益，但是还不如
益处。还很少，
益处还很少。
But if you were to train up your godliness, then it is great gain.
但是敬虔却能给我们带来莫大的好处。
We know it's because it brings us eternal benefit.
因为会带给我们永远的这个永生的好处。
So Christians, we must not just focus on God's grace upon us, God's forgiveness upon us.
所以作为基督徒，我们不要只注意神给我们的恩典。神给我们的这个赦罪
，We must be willing to receive training from God.
我们要来愿意接受神的试炼，神的训练。
Train us as soldiers.
神要把我们训练成一个他的这个士兵，
精兵，
他的精兵。
To be trained as soldiers is not easy. We all know that.
而成为精兵并不容易。
That's why over the past few days we always talk about suffering, suffering, suffering.
这是为什么过去几天我们一直在讲受苦，受苦。
Suffering makes us pure.
受苦让我们更纯洁。
So the Book of Numbers is about training in godliness.
所以这个民数记就是在讲说来怎样在受训练成为敬虔。
We discussed the Book of Numbers as like the other books in three points.
我们民数记跟别的书一样也是有三点。
For Chinese and English, we call it numbers.
中文说是数字
民数，
民数
啊 ，has to do with counting people，
就像是好像来数算人的这个数目一样。
In the book of numbers, there are two numberings, two senses.
在民数记实际上有两个数目。
Two numbering, that means two senses.
两次来数算。
Yes. Okay. The first time is from chapter 1 to 3.
第一章到第三章是第一个数算。
Why were they counting?
为什么他们要数算呢？
They were actually counting how many people could go and fight.
他们在计算可以去打仗的男丁。
The will of God was that after they leave, the foot of Sinai.
神的旨意是在他们离开西乃山之后。
They already received God's laws.
他们已经接受了神的诫命。
They are ready to be God's people.
他们已经准备好要成为神的子民。
And as God's people, God promised Abraham that they will have a land.
因为作为神的子民，神应许给亚伯拉罕，他们会有一个属于他们的地方。
So from Sinai, they were supposed to march into Canaan land and go and conquer it.
所以在从西乃山，他们应该是行军寻到迦南地，然后征服迦南地。
So God asked them to make a number of the people who could fight.
所以神就晓谕摩西，让他们来计数算可以打仗的人。
Not everyone is numbered in the soldiers.
在不是所有的人，不是所有的人都被算在这个精兵里面。
Look at chapter one.
我们来看第一章。
Chapter two.
第二
verse two.
第一章第二节。
Verse two says that these people must be able, they must be males.
所以这些人首先必须是男丁。
Verse 3 says must be 20 years old and above. Children are excluded.
所以第三节讲到说要20岁以上，所以小孩子不算。
Why must they be 20 years and above? Because they must be able to go to war.
因为为什么要20岁以上呢？因为他们必须有这个能力去打仗。
They must be strong and they must be skilled in warfare.
他们必须有足够强壮，也必须有技巧。
And that would also exclude the lame, the sick. Here it says able to go to war.
这里讲到说要能去打仗的。
Meaning to say it would exclude those who are lame, those who are disabled.
就是说那些瘸腿的，那些残疾的没办法。
Or those who are sick.
或者是那些生病的。
It would also exclude those who are too old to fight.
也包括那些可能年纪太大没有办法打仗的。
So the number would include only soldiers.
所以这个数，民数记这个第一个计数只计算那些士兵的数目。
And they say you must count by families. You must make sure everyone is counted.
神就教导他们要按每一个这个宗族来算。
It tells us that in the kingdom of God, everybody counts. Everybody is important.
所以这个告诉我们在神的国中每一个人都会被计算，每个人都很重要。
When the number was established, do you say it's a great number or do you say it's a small number?
当这个数字数算出来的时候，我们觉得这是一个大的数字还是一个小的数字呢？
In God's eyes,
在神面前
they are not very big.
它并不是一个很大的数目。
Although you see, oh, so many people who could fight.
我们可能第一眼看来好像有蛮多人的。
We know that from one man, this one man Abraham has now become a great nation.
我们知道从亚伯拉罕开始到这里已经成为一个大国了。
We said that Exodus is a nation within a nation.
因为在出埃及记我们说到是从一国领出，从另外一国领出来一国。
But in God's eyes.
因为这是在神的眼中。
But in God's eyes, they are still a small nation.
在神的眼中他们还是一个小国。
Deuteronomy 7.
民数记第七章。
Verse 7 to 9.
第七节到第九节。
The Lord did not set his love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people. For you were the least of all people. But because the Lord loves you and because he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers. And the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh king of Egypt. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, he is God,the faithful God who keeps covenants and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments.
对不起，生命记的第七章第七节。
So now we understand, okay, when we number the people, we have to think about this. Are they a great nation or are they a small nation?
所以当我们在数算这个人数的时候，我们就要思考他们是一个大国还是一个小国。
In God's eyes.
而且要从神的这个眼中来看。这里我们刚才查到《生命记》的第七章第七节说，神说他在万民中是最少的。
But they are going to win the war not because of their numbers.
但是他们却要打胜仗，并不是因为他们的人数少。
不是因为人数多。并
不是因为他们人数多。
But because God loves them.
因为神爱他们。
Because God is a faithful God.
因为神是信实的。
He keeps his promises.
他会保守他的这个应许。
We do our part by counting.
我们要做的就是我们来数算。
We do our part by involving all those who could fight to fight.
我们所要做的就是把所有能够来打仗的人都包括进去。
But it is the Lord who wins the battle for us.
但是却是神主神他会帮我们打胜仗。
So now these people have been numbered.
所以这些人已经被数算了。
God knows the numbers.
神也知道他们的数目。
God even knows the number of the stars. God even knows the number of the stars. 神也知道到底有几颗星，星星的数目。
Stars. Okay.
But now we ask ourselves a question.
但然后现在我们要问自己的问题。
Will all these people make it into Canaan land?
这些人能够到达迦南地吗？
Soldiers must win the war.
士兵们一定要打赢仗。
The soldiers of God must win the war.
神的精兵一定要打赢仗。
There is no option of defeat.
一定要打胜仗，不能打败。
This God is our leader. How can we lose the battle for God?
这个就是神要交给我们的战争。
How can we lose the battle for God?
我们不可能，我们怎么会丢掉神让我们打的仗呢？
我们怎么可以为神来打败仗呢？But even when the battle is won,
即使我们打胜仗了
Are we part of the victors or would we by then be fallen?
我们是得胜者吗？我们还是在打胜仗之前就已经跌倒了。
We have to ask ourselves these questions, otherwise numbering is not important.
我们首先要问这个问题，否则的话这个 数算对我们来说没有意义。
How many you have now? How many have you left at the end of the day?
我们现在有多少人在到达目的地之前有丢掉多少人？
When we are baptized,
我们在施洗。
Our names are in the church register.
我们受洗之后，我们的名字就记在这个教会的名册上。
The church keeps good records.
教会有他的记录。
How many of us whose names are recorded in the church register will be there in the book of life?
但是在我们教会的名册上，有多少人是记在天上的生命册上的呢？
And then let's read chapter 3.
我们再来读第三章。
Numbers chapter 3 verse 40.
第三章第四十节。
He says that God numbers also the firstborn.
三章四十节，神在这里教摩西要数算这个头生的男子的数目。
Soldiers are important to God, but firstborn are also important to God.
士兵对神来说非常重要，这个头生的男子对神来说也非常重要。
Why is the firstborn so important to God?
为什么这个头生的男子重要呢？
Because of the tenth plague in Egypt.
因为在埃及的这十灾，
第十灾 because the tenth plague, God killed all the firstborn in Egypt, but God spared all the firstborn of Israel.
因为在第十灾中，神将埃及人的所有头生的男子都击杀，而是以色列人的所有的头生的男子都得成就。
And therefore God said, all the firstborn belong to me.
所以神说，所有头生的男子都属神。
They are supposed to serve me forever.
他们要来全永远来服侍神。
But not everybody wanted to serve God.
但并不是每一个人都心甘情愿这样做。
So therefore God says, okay, let the tribe of Levi serve me.
所以神就说，让这个利未族的人来服侍我。
So God also counted all the Levites.
所以神就来数算所有的利未人。
Hey, not enough Levites to take the place of the firstborn.
但是利未人数目不没有足够来填补所有人这个男生的数目，头生的男子数目。
Okay, you gotta pay money.
所以神就说，那你们要这些人要来付钱。
Not enough, so must pay money.
因为没有足够的数目，所以你们要付钱。
It looks like God is petty.
好像神很小气。
But it's not.
但实际上不是这样。
It teaches us an important lesson.
神告诉我们很重要的一课。
That firstborn are important to him.
就是头生的男子对他来说非常重要。
The number of the firstborn, that number is a number I want to serve me.
他说，这个头生男子的数目就是神所需要来服侍他的人的数目。
Not even one less.
一个都不可以少。
Why does God want us to understand the concept of the firstborn?
为什么神要让我们懂得这个头生男子的这个概念呢？
When Moses saw God at the burning bush,
当摩西在这个燃烧的荆棘中看到神的时候，
God says, go and tell Pharaoh.
神告诉他，你去跟法老讲，
Israel is my son.
以色列是我的儿子。
Israel is my firstborn.
以色列是我头生的儿子。
If you do anything to my firstborn, if you kill my firstborn, I'm going to kill your firstborn.
如果你攻击我的头生的儿子的话，我也会攻击你头生的儿子。
Later on, really, God killed the firstborn in Egypt.
到后来，真的神有击杀了埃及人头生的儿子。
What God is trying to say is this:
神要说的是什么呢
？Israel is special.
以色列人非常的不一样，特殊。
Israel is my firstborn.
他是神所头生的。
All the people of the world, they were created by God.
所有世界上的人都是神所创造的。
But Israel is his firstborn.
但是以色列人却是他头生的。
The rest are his children, but Israel is his firstborn.
其他人也是他的儿女，但是只有以色列人是头生的。
Firstborn is to inherit the father's property and the father's rights.
头生的是要来继承这个父亲的权利以及父亲的财产。
Firstborn is to take the lead among all his brethren.
是要来承受产业的，所以他在弟兄中是做大的。
Today we are the church of the firstborn.
今天我们就是头生的教会，长子之教会。
This is what Hebrews chapter 12 tells us. We are the church of the firstborn.
这就是希伯来书告诉我们，我们是长子之会。
All of us are firstborn.
我们每一个人都是长子。
Through the Lord Jesus Christ, all of us are firstborn.
通过主耶稣的爱，我们每一个人都是长子。
The non-Christians.
那不是基督徒的呢？
They are not the firstborn.
他们不是长子。
God loves the firstborn.
神爱他长子。
God treasures the firstborn over and above all the other people.
神珍惜他的长子强于其他的人。
And therefore God numbers us.
就是为什么神要数算我们。
God knows how many of us are saved.
神知道我们有多少人是得救的。
If he numbers the stars, why doesn't he number us?
如果他能够数算星星的话，他怎么可能不数算我们呢？
Brothers and sisters, remember, we are being numbered.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们知道我们在被数算。
We are numbered as soldiers.
我们被计算成士兵。
We are 精兵。
精兵。
We are numbered as firstborn.
我们也被计算成是长子。
And we are numbered as Levites.
我们也被计算成是利未人。
Not even one of us should fall from this grace.
那没不要让我们中间有一个人能够在这个恩典前面跌倒。
God bothers to number us, that means every single one of us is important to God.
神来数算我们，就意味着我们中间每一个人对他来说都是很有价值的。
This is a lesson that we draw from Numbers 1 to 3.
所以这个就是我们从这个民数记第一章到第三章所学到的功课。
Now let's look at Numbers 11 to 21.
我们再看民数记的11章
to 21.
到二十一章。
Don't worry, we're not going to read every verse.
我们没办法把所有的经节都读过去。
But Numbers 11 to 21 talks about discipline.
十一章到二十一章在讲到说神的管教。
纪律。
神。
纪律。
纪律。神的纪律。
We must be disciplined people.
我们必须是有纪律的百姓。
Otherwise we'll be disciplined, he's right. Otherwise we'll be punished.
如果我们没有纪律的话，我们就会被神所管教。
Yes.So, chapter 11 to 21 tells us that we are training to be soldiers, and more importantly, training to be men.
我们刚才11章到21章告诉我们，我们是被训练成为精兵，我们更是被训练做大丈夫。
Because only men are counted as soldiers.
因为只有大丈夫才能成为这个精兵。
That's why Paul says we must be 大丈夫 we must be men.
所以为什么使徒保罗也强调说我们要成为大丈夫？
Sisters amongst us,
当然我们中间有很多姐妹。
You also need to be men, you know.
你也要成为大丈夫。
Because when Paul wrote this, he's not writing only to the physical man, he's writing to the entire church.
因为使徒保罗写这封书信的时候，是写给整个教会，不是只写给男生。
Even in, during the period of the judges,
甚至在四世纪的时候，
there was a judge who did not dare to fight unless a lady goes with him.
有一个士师，他并不敢去作战，只有当一位女士跟他一起的时候，他才敢出去。
He says to Deborah, Deborah, you come and fight with me, otherwise I wouldn't go and fight.
他跟狄波拉说，你要跟我一起去，要不然我就不敢去。
So who's the man?
那个人是谁？
Who is the man? 谁是那个男人、啊？
谁是那个大丈夫呢？
Deborah
是狄波拉。
So all the Deborahs, you should be seated here. You should be Deborahs. You should be men.
所以我们中间的狄波拉，你应该成为大丈夫。
The book ofNumbers tell us that people who sit on this side must also be men and also must be soldiers.
圣经告诉我们，坐在这边会堂这边的人也要成为神的精兵。
Jesus, the Bible says when we are baptized into Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们，我们当受洗成为在基督里的时候，
There's no difference between male and female.
作为男人女人并不重要了。
I'm not talking about physically. Physically, you better have, there better be a difference.
不是讲生理上，生理上当然有差别。
But in the spirit,
而是在属灵上。
Nobody is allowed to be a woman.
没有人可以做女生。
Including you.
包括你们。
You are not allowed to be a woman spiritually.
你们在属灵上不可以做女人。
You must be man spiritually.
你必须来做属灵上的男人，男大丈夫。
Yes, that's what Numbers 11 to 21 tells us.
所以这就是民数记的11章到21章教导我们的。
You know, and if you were to read Numbers 11 onwards,
如果我们从十一章读起的话，
There is one thing that becomes very apparent, very clear.
有一件事情对我们来说非常的明显。
The way God deals with his people before Sinai and after Sinai, different.
在神在西乃山前，在和在西乃山之后来对待他的百姓的方式很不一样。
Because at Sinai, God taught them his laws.
因为在西乃山上，神有教导他他的诫命。
So after Sinai, no more nonsense.
所以在西乃山之后，他们不可以再犯一些不合理的错误。
Before Sinai,
在西乃山之前，
God treated them like children.
神把他们当作小孩子。
You look at the time when they cross, the Red Sea.
当他们在跨红海之前
，the first thing they did was grumble.
他们在还没有过红海之前，他们就开始在抱怨。
Oh, after they cross.
在他们过了红海之后，他们还是抱怨。
Why? Because there is water, but it's not sweet. It's bitter.
因为那时候水是苦的，但是他们没办法喝。
They made a lot of noise.
他们就开始抱怨。
But did God scold them?
但是神那时候有责备他们吗
？Not a word of rebuke.
神那时候并没有责备他们。
Okay, I'll make the water sweet for you. Okay, my dear children, I'll make the water sweet for you.
所以神那时候就说，就把那个湖水变甜，把他们当小孩子对待。
And then when they were hungry,
当他们饥饿的时候
，Okay, you haven't eaten food from the sky. Let me perform some magic, you know, food from the sky for you.
因为你们还没有吃过。这个天上来的食物，所以我就让天上降下食物给你们吃。
And then again they say, "Oh, I'm thirsty, always thirsty and hungry, thirsty and hungry."
他们又开始抱怨，因为他们饥，因为干渴，又或者是饥饿。
Like children are always thirsty and hungry, thirsty and hungry, right?
就像小孩子一样，一天到晚叫哦，饿了，或者是渴了。
Again, not a word of rebuke.
同样子，神并没有责备他们。
He told Moses.
他告诉摩西说
，Take your stick.
你就拿你的杖。
Not to hit the children of Israel.
不是去打小孩子，打以色列人儿女。
Go and hit the rock.
而是去击打石头。
So it's just like a parent saying, "Okay, my dear son, okay, I beat the rock for you. Okay, I beat the rock."
所以我就来打石头，不是说打孩子。
Children.
因为把他们当孩子对待。
I beat the rock, okay, and the rock will give you water. Don't worry.
不要担心，我来击打这个石头，石头。就会流出水来。
When we are still sinners,
当我们是罪人的时候
，Christ was beaten, Christ was afflicted for us.
主耶稣是被击打的。
Then come Mount Sinai.
是因为我们的原因被击打的。然而来到西乃山之后
，God trains them in the law.
神就开始训练他们。
God expects them to grow up.
神告诉他们神的诫命，就希望他们能够长大了。
If parents always treat their children as children.
如果父母一直把小孩子当小孩子
they will never grow up.
他们就永远长不大
if the parents treat a 20-year-old person like he treats a 3-year-old
如果父母对一个20岁的孩子还像对一个3岁孩子一样的话
I pity that child
我觉得这个小孩子会很可怜
So after Sinai
在西乃山之后
God expects us to be grown-ups
神已经期待我们要成长成熟了
Hebrews chapter 12 says
希伯来书十二章讲到
Don't despise God's chastisement.
不要轻视神的管教
When he chastises you, he treats you as sons.
因为神管教的时候是把你当作儿子
We are not illegitimate. 我们不是私生子
我们不是私生子
So we should be happy that God wants to discipline us.
所以当神要管教我们的时候我们要高兴
Look at chapter 11 verse 1 to 6.
我们来看十一章我喜欢
Numbers, because we are now on numbers.
民数记十一章
，verse chapter 11,
十一节
，chapter 11,
十一章
，verse 1 to 6,
第一到第六节。
This talks about a time when the people complain again, no food.
所以这个时候，这些百姓又开始发怨言了，因为他们没有东西吃
，craving for food.
因为他们来这个贪恋这个食物。
Was there really no food?
真的是没有食物吗
？Did manna stop?
玛纳有停止了吗
？No,
没有。
They were sick of manna.
他们吃玛纳吃腻了
，tasteless，
因为觉得没有味道。
Later on, many years later, they said manna is not nutritious.
在很多年之后，他们觉得玛纳没有什么营养。
So manna is not nutritious and manna is tasteless.
他说玛纳没有什么营养，也没有什么味道。
God given food from heaven and they say tasteless and not nutritious.
神从天上降下玛瑙给他们他们却说没有味道没有营养
It was such an insult to God.
这对神来说是多么大的侮辱
And they say, We want to eat meat.
他说我们想吃肉
So what happened?
发生什么事情呢
This time God no longer treated them like children.
所以这次神就不把他们当小孩子了
God became angry.
神就发怒
God told Moses.
神就告诉摩西
Okay, if they want meat, I'll give them meat to eat.
他说你们要吃肉吗好给他们肉吃
Not for one day or two days, not for one month, not for one week or two weeks, but for an entire month.
所以说不光是一两天而已要是给他们整整一个月
He spoke with anger.
所以神是以怒气中讲的
Today, if you keep on asking your parents for something,
如果今天我们一直向我们父母要东西
if your parents are pleased to give you, it's okay, no problem, you should gladly take.
Yeah, 如果我们的父母是很情愿的给我们的时候，我们就可以去领受。
But if your parents say no,
如果你的父母说不
，and you keep on saying I want it, I want it, I want it,
然后你就一直在缠着他说要我要我要。
And oh, anger the person say here, take it. If your parents say here, take it,
父母就说生气的说，他说好吧好吧，你就拿去吧，全拿去。
Would you still take it?
你还敢拿吗
？If you're smart, you wouldn't.
如果你聪明的话是不敢拿的。
If you're smart, you say sorry, mom, sorry, dad, sorry, sorry, it's okay.
聪明的话，小孩子就会说啊，对不起，对不起，爸爸妈妈。
That's why the Chinese people say you are white eyed, you know, 白目 white eyed.
为什么中文说白目
how did God say it?
所以神是怎么讲的
？Not one day, not two days, my entire month.
他说不是一天两天，而是整整一个月。
Not only that, he says, I'll give you so much to eat until.You stuff yourself so much that meat will come out through your nostrils.
甚至到你到吃到这么多，等到肉从你们的鼻孔里喷出来。
Don't think that God would not be able to speak like this. Sounds crude, but God spoke it.
不要觉得神不会这样讲话，听起来好像很残忍，但是神的确是这样讲，
好像很粗鲁，
好像很粗鲁。
But that's what God said.
但这就是神的话。
You'll eat until the meat comes out from your nostrils.
你一直吃，吃到肉从你的鼻孔里喷出来。
So can you imagine how angry God was at that time?
我们可以看想象神多么的生气。
But this group of people, they were really 白目。
这些人真的是比较白目。
They ate.
他们真的去吃了。
And well, when meat was still in between their teeth, they were slaughtered.
所以当肉在他们的牙齿里的时候，他们就被神击杀。
And then later on, when they came to a place called Kadesh Barnea,
然后后来他们从一个地方，在这个基伯罗
加底斯，
加底斯，
哦，那边是基伯。
基波罗哈塔瓦
啊，不是不是不是，
不是那个。
Yeah, yeah. The place where they died is called 基波罗哈塔瓦 Kibrohatava. The graves of those who are greedy, okay? Greedy people's graves. But let's move on now.
Okay.
Now, in chapter 13.
我们来看十三章。
13 and 14.
十三章跟十四章。
That's the time when they were at the door of Canaan.
这个时候他们已经快到迦南地这个进口
处。And there's a place called Kadesh.
所以这个地方叫加底斯。
They send spies in, 12 spies.
他们就送12个探子去窥探。
To see if, how they should strategize to go and fight.
他们就先侦探一下情报，看看他们怎么样子能够来打这场战争。
But when the 12 spies came back,
当这12个探子回来的时候
after spending 40 days,
他们在那里侦探了40天。
Did they come back with a nice strategy, with a good report?
他们回来有没有带来一个很好的策略呢
？Out of the 12, 10 of them say, "Oh, this land is good, but oh, this land is bad as well."
十二个人中有十个人说这个地很好，但是
也是不好，
也是不好。
This is my interpretation because they say this land swallow up its people.
他说这个。地会把我们的民给吞吃
，because the people there are giants，
因为那边的人是巨人的后代。
They are so big that we look like grasshoppers before them。
他们是伟人的后代，我们跟他们比起来就像是蚱蜢一样。
Is that possible, friends and brothers and sisters? Is that possible?
弟兄姐妹们，觉得这样子可能吗
？They fear，
是因为他们害怕。
And because of the fear, they exaggerated the problem.
因为他们害怕，他们就把问题给夸大了。
Because of their fear, their faith became zero.
因为他们害怕，他们的信心降到零点。
God says,
神说
get in and fight.
神说你上去来征战。
God says, I'll fight with you.
神说我将和你一同来打这场仗。
But now they say, no, we don't want to go in.
但他却说：“不要，不要，不要，我们不要进去。”
They even wanted to re-elect a leader and go back to Egypt.
他们甚至说：“我们要重新选一个领头的，带我们回埃及去。”
And this time God was angry again.
所以这次神又发怒了。
So in chapter 14,
所以第十四章
，when they refused to take Canaan,
他们在拒绝来去把迦南地来占领的时候
，God sentenced them to 40 years of wandering.
所以神就来判决他们在。 野地里旷野里面流浪四十年。
In fact, God sentenced them to death.
实际上，这就相当于神来判决他们的死刑。
Because God says every one of them will die in the wilderness.
因为神说，他们中间的每一个人都会在这个四十年的流浪中死去。
Who will die?
谁要死
？The children won't die.
谁不会死呢？孩子不会死。
Those that were not counted.
那些没有被数算的。
As soldiers, they won't die.
没有被数算成为神的精兵的不会死。
So those women didn't die.
所以女生也没有死。
Those who are too old to fight, those who are lame and disabled, they were not part of those number.
那些那个生病的、这个残障的，他们就也不是那个数目中的一个。
Because God says only those who are numbered will die.
因为神说，只有那些被数算的人，他们就会死。
God is fair.
神是公义的。
Because who are the ones who complain?
因为谁是那些来抱怨的人呢
？Those who had to go and fight, they feared.
那些去打仗的人，他们害怕。
So when you want, when you're supposed to fight and you don't fight,
如果你应该要去打仗，而是你却胆怯的话
，then we are worthy of death.
这就会被神来判死刑。
But God is kind. God says, "Okay, 38 years because you wandered for 2 years."
神其实也蛮有怜悯心的，让他们说38年，因为他们已经流浪2年。
And that place, Kadesh, what does it mean?
那个加底斯那个地方代表什么意思
？Kadesh means holy.
加底斯就意思着代表着圣洁。
That's the meaning of Kadesh.
加底斯的意思就是圣洁。
If they had gone into Canaan,
如果他们已经进入迦南地的话
，then Kadesh will remain Kadesh because that's the gateway to the Holy Land.
因为加底斯就还是圣洁，因为这是一个通向圣地的这个入口。
But because they turned around,
但是因为他们转身
，wander 38 years in the wilderness.
他们在旷野中在。流浪38年
So that place become Kadesh and then hyphen Barnea
那个地方就成为加底斯
Barnea
在然后打一杠巴尼亚
What is Barnea?
Barnea 意思是什么意思
Children of those who wander in the desert
Barnea 的意思就是那些在旷野流浪之子
Yeah Between Kadesh and Barnea they chose Barnea
在加尼斯跟巴尼亚之间，他们选择了巴尼亚。
They don't want to go into the holy land as a holy people. They went into the wilderness as wanderers.
他们不愿意进入这个圣地，成为神的圣民，而是愿意。
Worse still, they all die.
而是选择在旷野中流浪。更糟糕的是，他们
all those who are numbered die.
所有被数算的人全部死去。
Except two persons.
只除了两个人之外
，Joshua and Caleb.
只是除了。这个约书亚跟迦南 跟迦勒
because they were the ones who wanted to go in and fight
因为他们这两个人他们想进去打这场仗
so, friends, the first numbering the list of soldiers have now become the death list
所以弟兄姐妹们那个第一次被数算的这些人这个名单居然成了一个死亡名单
it's supposed to beSoldiers' list now becomes death list.
一个精兵的名单现在变成了死亡名单。
Such a pity.
多么可怜。
Do you want to be part of that list?
多么的遗憾。我们想要成为那个名单上的一员吗
？Then we look at chapter 26.
我们再来看26章。
Another census.
有另外一次的数算。
This time again, they want to number those who could fight.
这是第二次数算那些能出去打仗的。
Same thing, 20 years and above, and who could fight men and all that.
同样是二十岁以外能够出去打仗的。
This is the final roll call.
所以这是第二最后的一次那个数点。
Thank God, this time they made it.
所以这一次这些百姓有能够到达目的地，因为神也知道。
If you were to notice the number this time is less than the first.
如果我们来看这个数目的话，这个数目实际上比第一次的数目还少
，slightly less，
稍微少一点。
And that's the reason why. And there is a reason why.
这个是为什么
？No, there is a reason why.
这有一个原因的。
God wants to show them.
神要告诉他们。
Victory does not lie in numbers.
得胜不是在于人数的多少。
This time your number is less.
这次你们的数目更少。
But you are going to get victory.
但是你们却会打胜仗。
So when they cross River Jordan, they conquered.Jericho.
所以他们当他们跨过约旦河的时候，他们就征服了耶利哥城。
God brought them from victory to victory.
神有让他们一场又一场的胜利。
They conquered so many lands that they could divide land amongst themselves.
他们有占据了那么多的地，所以他们在他们之间可以来划分谁要得什么地。
So this final name list is not just the name list of soldiers, but it's also the name list of those people who are supposed to inherit the land. They are the name list of inheritors.
所以这个最后的名单不光是精兵的名单，而是最后这个得到产业人的名单。
Yes, because the Bible says, number them so that you can divide the land according to the numbers.
因为圣经上告诉他们说，你们要数算人的数目。这样子我们可以根据这个数目来划分土地。
Bigger tribe, bigger land.
大族就得到更多的地。
Because bigger tribe, more soldiers, so they deserve it.
大族有更多的精兵，所以他们配得到更多的土地。
Do you want to make it into this list?
我们想要成为这个名单中的一员吗？
Then you have to read 2 Timothy.
那我们再要来读这个提摩太后书。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
Verse 3 and 4.
提摩太后书第二章第三跟第四节，
Here it tells us that we should endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ and not be entangled with mundane affairs. We are to please him who enlisted him as a soldier.
提摩太后书二章告诉我们，我们要在成为军中当兵的。不将事物缠身，好将那招他当兵的人喜悦。
Endure hardship.
我们要这个要能够同受苦难。
Be a well-trained soldier.
要作为基督耶稣的精兵。
Let us now turn to hymn 108.
那我们来进来唱诗108首。
Before we pray, we sing 108.
在我们祷告之前，我们来唱诗108首。
208. Sorry.
对不起，208首。